Hello, and welcome to Remarkable Group North's first mini-podcast, hopefully the first of many. My name's Alex Birchall. I'm a senior account executive in our Manchester office. I do a lot of work in digital and creative strategy. Amongst other things, I'm joined today by Ian Roberts, who's a senior account manager in the office, an all-round devolution whiz, and he's also a Lib Dem councillor in the Greater Manchester area. As I said, it's the first of what will hopefully be many mini-podcasts, and what we're looking to do, really, is just go into a little more depth about the various discussions that go on within the office. So the focus today will be on the impact of Brexit on the house building sector. It's something Ian and myself have spoken about quite a lot recently. And take it away, Ian.
Hi, Alex. Yes, so I think the issue at the moment, firstly, I think it's positive that all the political parties are getting behind house building. The only difference really is the numbers that are being thrown around. So you hear, yeah, we want to build 100,000 houses this year, 200,000 houses a year, 300,000 houses a year. So the desire to build is there, and I think the question that parties are struggling with a little bit is how to translate that desire into reality.
Yeah, so I think it's a good point. I know that we were saying just yesterday that when it comes to building new houses, there's kind of two sides to the coin. As you were saying, you've got the policy solutions, and then you've got the actual houses being built. And I think that once we've got to create that environment, and that environment hopefully is on the way to being facilitated. But once the parties have done their work on that, what's going to happen next? And obviously Brexit's happened, it's subsuming political discussion, it's subsuming kind of the way that the country's economy is functioning. And you think that it's also going to have a big, big impact on the way the house building sector operates, am I right?
Yeah, I think that's right, Alex. Interesting, there's an interview in First magazine, which is the local government association magazine, with John Healy. He's the Labour MP, former government minister, currently the shadow Secretary of State for Housing. And I'll just read from this interview what he's saying to the house building industry. So to house builders, he says, "You know what's coming. You need to raise your game a great deal more to make sure that for your own business interests, never mind the interests of the country, you're able to recruit, retain and train a lot more Brits for the jobs that we're going to need in house building and construction post-Brexit, because the easy supply from elsewhere in the EU will no longer be available to you." Now that's a pretty stark thing to say and to put on the construction industry. And I think my concern is, it feels like, and this isn't just John Healy, by the way, I think this is across all parties, really, you know, struggling to say how this is going to be delivered. We've got a weak economy. The reality is we've gone from being the strongest economy in the G7 to the weakest over the last year. The pound's weak, as we know. Tens of thousands of EU citizens are leaving the country. We've got Brexit coming down the rails. And it's very easy to go to industry and say, it's your job to sort this out. But actually, where are these people? You know, are there people lining up to take on these construction jobs? Is what's in place to train them actually there? So that seems to me to be the big issue that all the parties have to address.
Yeah, see, I think that's interesting because it taps into this wider argument about Brexit and the way we do our politics. And, you know, in our office, we're doing a lot of work around devolution, the way that's reshaping our regional politics, but to some extent Brexit's bigger than all that and it's shaping all of that. And I think it's something moving forward that is going to be really interesting, because you know, you can get all these powers in terms of, you know, building houses but also controlling transport, etc., etc., but if there's no workforce or a reduced workforce, and if there's less money, then it's going to be very difficult. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there is an awful lot of work being done around the country on skills, with central government, local government and business working together, but it is really, really tough. Skills are a big, big issue, and I think just saying to industry, it's your problem, you sort it out, is just not going to work.
So the current approach from the main parties, according to Ian Roberts, is just not going to work. It's an interesting one. As I said myself in the podcast, I think that Brexit is going to dictate what happens in the construction sector, maybe a lot more than a lot of people realise. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Hopefully, somewhere along the line, we'll find a solution that helps end this housing crisis, which is causing a lot of damage in the country, and which is, you know, making life hard for an awfully large number of people. So yeah, that was our first mini podcast, Remarkable Group North's first of hopefully many. Interested to hear what our audience thinks, our avid listeners, of which I'm sure there are many. So send us in your comments. Maybe you liked something, maybe you liked something a little less. Let us know. We're always interested. And yeah, speak to you soon. Bye-bye.